इन पेशाब पाखानों में एक दूसरे से वो तनाफुस करेंगे और आगे बढ़ने की कोशिश करेंगे और उसका नतीजा क्या होगा कि कोशिश और ये चीज तुम्हें बर्बाद कर देगी। और ये सब आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने इसलिए बयान किया ताकि हम सबक लें। आज अगर हम बुखारी पढ़ने वाले पढ़ाने वाले अगर हम भी सबक न ले तो कौन सबक लेगा? अगर हम इसको अपने जिंदगी में न ले आए तो कौन इसको अपने जिंदगी में ले आएंगे? अव्वल मुखातब तो हम हैं। ये हदीस के अल्लाह ताला ने मतलब ये कि हकीकी नमाज ऐसी पढ़ती जनाजा की नमाज या तो ये है कि दुआ की सलात का एक मतलब जो है वो दुआ का है कि आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने अहले उहद के लिए दुआ की। ثم انصرف الى المنبر फिर आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मिंबर की तरफ तशरीफ ले गए। فقال और दी गई दुनिया की खजाइन की चाबियां खजाइन ट्रेजर्स ऑफ दुनिया दुनिया के जितना खजीना है वो अल्लाह ने मेरे हाथ में दे दी। और रिवायतों में आता है मक्के शरीफ में अल्लाह ने फरमाया अगर तुम चाहो तो मक्के से अंग्रेज जो है नालियां जो चलती है और पहाड़ मक्के शरीफ के मैं आपके लिए सोना बना दूं कि तुम शिर्क करोगे मेरे बाद। मक्के शरीफ में कयामत तक इंशाल्लाह कोई वहां शिर्क नहीं करेगा ये शिर्क की बात खत्म हो गई। वहां आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम फरमाए मुझे फक्र फाका का खौफ नहीं है। यहां आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया मुझे आप पर शिर्क का खौफ नहीं है। वलाकिन्नी अखाफु अलैकुम अन तनाफसू फिया लेकिन ये नहीं उसको उनको ये फिक्र के बेबात के मुझे कहां में रखो क्या करो और ये भी नहीं मैं कहां से खाऊं हर वक्त जो है जितने उनकी जरूरत हो उतने उनको मिलती रहे। तो ये है कि वो काफी है और इस पर यकीन होना चाहिए और खुसूसन वाले महज़रत को और भी यकीन दीन का काम हम करते रहे दीन का काम करे
अल्लाह। وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the example of that person whose heart Allah has opened for Islam, and that is when the nur of Allah Ta'ala comes into that person. The punishment on the day of Qiyamah. So the second person, Allah gives his example, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بھلا ایک وہ جو روکتا ہے اپنی منہ پر برا عذاب دن قیامت کے. Can he ever compare with that person? Can this person ever compare with the first person? Allah's ibadat with full conviction and with great enjoyment. Where can the two ever be the same? وَقِيلَ لِظَّالِمِينَ ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ اور کہے گا بے انصافوں کو چکھو جو تم کماتے تھے. And now to all these wrongdoers who opposed Islam, who fought against the people of Aad, strong, powerful nations, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, wealthy nation, business class people, but all of them when Allah's azab came, they did not know what hit them from which side. That was already in this world. And then the azab in the after akhirat will also come. So how can these people ever is much worse than all the punishment that they have gone through in this very world. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ Agar unko samaj hoti, had they had any understanding. And there's an address to us that we should have understanding. Don't disobey Allah. Don't follow and get influence to have a watered down Iman. That same true Islam, which is the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is existing. And that is that Islam that we have to follow. Not any modern system that legalizes TV, that legalizes banking interest, etc. Not that type of Islam. The Islam which Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the
Islam. Today I mentioned in the Bible, if a person studies those sections, he will see exactly this, all those qualities refer to none other besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The next surah is Surah Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person must always follow the Amir. The Amir in that time was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and certain adab and etiquettes, how we must respect our mashayikh, we must respect our ulama kiram, respect the Amir. We must not put a walking somebody, do not taunt somebody. Number three, a person must not give names to one another. You put a certain title, you call a person fatty, you call a person whatever, and the person is not happy, and you are giving him certain names, because the person becomes upset because of the day. Then do not have bad gumani, do not have bad thoughts about other people. Always try to have good thoughts about people. Number five, do not spy on one another. Look for faults. Allah has created us, men and women, and Allah has made different tribes. And the main thing of making child لِتَعَارَفُوا, so you can recognize one another. Not because of racism, I am better than somebody else. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable of you in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is the one who is the most piety and taqwa. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is looking at your taqwa and your goodness and your piety, and not at your color, and not at your skin, and not at the size of your body anymore. It will be so big it will become. You will be asking for more and more people. And there will be angels. They are writing down every single action of a person. So a person must always keep this in mind. Whatever I am doing in my life is written down. I'll have to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah. The last surah is Surah Al-Dhariyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions about the day of Qiyamah, that the people will definitely, they will be rewarded in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah we will read a hadith regarding the virtues of the وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماتة الأذى من الطريق رواه الستة. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سمع
وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مراه جائك ميدانه Tu hi tu ho, tujh se faqat faryaad rahe hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshiyar rahu ab to rahe bas ta dam ya akhir wird zubaa mere ila zikr mein ta'seer e dore jam hai
كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا
How many of us, as soon as we slaughtered, weigh the animal and divide it now into the lengths, and how much per kilo? That is not qurbani. Qurbani is you open your heart and you make the qurbani. For how many of us? The qurbani, there are three shares we must make. One first share, deep freeze. So put it, and before deep freeze, etc. So that is not qurbani. The spirit of qurbani. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, لَيْنَعَلُ اللَّهُ لِحُومِهَا. The meat doesn't reach Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا دِمَاءُهَا. Neither does the blood reach Allah. What Allah wants, walakin jamal taqwa, your piety, your sincerity of your heart. Today, be at Husayn's horse in those days, was very disobedient, dropping him off. Today, our car troubling a lot, we are Husayn. A good option here, who is he? Who will advertise it that this horse?